For News Radio 610 WIOD.
85 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Doral, 83 in Deerfield. It's 12 o'clock. Our top story this afternoon, police continue to question a teen after a tragic accident claimed the life of an elderly man and left an injured car passenger fighting for his life. Police say 17-year-old Daniel Ferguson may be the driver of a Dodge Charger that slammed into 67-year-old Ronald Newell as he mowed his lawn.
Apparently, he lost control of the vehicle. The speed limit is 25 miles per hour in this area, so he obviously was going beyond the speed limit.
Lauderhill Captain Constance Stanley says the car dragged Newell, then crashed into a tree. Police believe Ferguson ran off, leaving an injured passenger behind. Newell died at Broward General. Meanwhile, the 17-year-old passenger is brain dead on life support. In other news, cops are on the hunt for a woman after a Miami-Dade police officer is involved in a hit-and-run. The officer was on his way home, ironically, from a DUI checkpoint in Aventura when he was struck in the area of Southwest 35th Street and 102nd Avenue. Cops say the woman's car will have extensive damage. The officer is expected to make a full recovery. Anyone with information is being urged to call Miami-Dade County Crime Stoppers at 305-471-TIPS. Hundreds are gathering this morning to say their final farewells to a Florida Highway Patrol trooper who died in a fiery crash on the turnpike last weekend. Patrick Ambrose was parked on the right shoulder of the turnpike near the Okeechobee Road exit ramp when he was rear-ended by 19-year-old Jonathan Garcia. The impact from the accident trapped Ambrose in his car and sparked a fire in the gas tank the 35-year-old trooper leaves behind a wife and two young daughters. President Obama unveiling a commission to probe the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The 5,000-barrel-a-day rate is still what officials say is the best estimate for the ongoing spill.
Several years ago, Louisiana had committed $800 million to restoring its wetlands, and it was actually making some progress. In fact, this was supposed to be the best year they were having, and now this oil spill threatens to reverse all of their results.
That's Fox News correspondent Jonathan Seary in Louisiana in response to a directive from the Environmental Protection Agency. BP notified the agency on May 20th and found no alternatives to the oil disbursement it's been using that is effective and less toxic. Meanwhile, Governor Charlie Crist is warning that the oil slick creeping over closer to Florida will have severe and lasting consequences. Crist called on the federal government this weekend to provide more oil containment booms and other assistance to the Sunshine State. A major assault on a NATO base in Afghanistan.
In the latest attack on a military installation in Afghanistan, insurgents launching an assault against NATO's main military base in the south. Officials say rockets started hitting Kandahar airfield around 8 p.m. local time, followed quickly by a ground assault. The airfield is the launching pad for thousands of additional U.S. troops pouring into the country for a summer surge against the Taliban. On Wednesday, dozens of militants attacked the main U.S. military base, Bagram Airfield, killing an American contractor in fighting that lasted more than 8 hours. Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio.
The mothers of three university students imprisoned in Iran returning from Iran to the U.S. without their children. The mother spoke to reporters as they arrived at New York's JFK. Laura Fatal said they were glad to see their kids, but hurt they couldn't bring them back.
We would like to thank the many different people who made our visit to Tehran so special, starting with the Iranian people. Their sympathy and understanding and the warmth of their welcome are blessings we will always cherish.
Meanwhile, earlier this week, they had an emotional reunion with the students at a Tehran hotel. 31-year-old Sarah Shored, 27-year-old Shane Bauer, and 27-year-old Josh Fatal are graduate students at UC Berkeley. They've been held in Iran for more than 9 months. The Democrats have lost a House seat in Hawaii that they held for about 20 years, but they vow to gain it back in short order. Republican Honolulu City Councilman Charles DeJew won in the district where President Obama grew up, and the GOP sees it as another step in the effort to take back control of Congress. It was a special election to fill a vacant seat, and it will be up for grabs again in November. Next update at 12:30. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Ensuring your safety and protecting your property is what Kent Security Services does best. Kent Security has been serving South Florida since 1982 and is a total security solutions provider perfectly suited for gated communities and high-rise condominiums with door and vehicle access control, closed-circuit television, gates and gate arms, and state-of-the-art biometric systems with facial recognition that could actually eliminate the need for a live guard. Kent Security's team of professionals includes armed and unarmed officers with medical training and certifications. Kent uses IP cameras to track the activity at every stationary post and GPS to track roving guards' activity. For your free security analysis, call 1-800-273-KENT, extension 224. Visit on the web at kentsecurity.com. Kent Security Services, providing uncommon security excellence. Call 1-800-273-KENT.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to chime in on the show today, taking all your questions, hopefully answering them, 1-866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. You can email the show at any time at condocraze@wiod.com, and you simply must check out our new website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Learn all about the show. You can write your questions and comments in there. Listen to all our past shows. We've got the podcast going on, and click on the Facebook link, get involved in many of the discussion boards regarding all the stuff that we stir up every week. And plus, a list of our sponsors is there. That list is growing. We kind of created a marketplace for condo and HOA listeners, kind of a one-stop shop for all the association's needs all in one place. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. And, well, our first show in Tampa went off without a hitch last week. Quite a success. We had Representative Rabina in the studio, and the phones were stacked up, and I know I had a great time. The hour went by like nothing. We could have been here all afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Jerry. Our first Tampa show was great. I certainly had a lot of fun. And again, thanks again to Representative Robina for taking time out of his busy schedule to actually come into the studio, meet with us, educate our listeners on the aspects of the new pending legislation. And he even was gracious enough to take some of our calls from our listeners, and it really was very much appreciated. Again, thank you. And we had an interesting follow-up to last week's show. I stated on the air last week that Representative Ellen Bogdanoff ignored our request to appear on the show and, Representative Robina, answer questions from our listeners. But I want everybody to know that I received a call from her office the very next day, which was last Monday, telling me that they, in fact, did call my office and left a voice message agreeing to be part of the show, and that Ms. Bogdanoff would still love to be on the show and speak to all of our listeners. And I have no reason to doubt that that really happened. So I'm really happy to announce that on June 27th, Representative Ellen Bogdanoff will be here in the studio, ready to answer some tough questions, not only from me, but from you. You know, whether or not you love the new laws or hate them, June 27th is a great time to let those that matter know how you feel. So we expect the phones to be ringing off the hook when she's here. Don't just comment in private or just to your neighbors. Again, do it on the air on June 27th. And finally, we've invited Governor Crist on the show, and we would hope that he hears from our listeners first before deciding whether or not to sign the pending legislation. And hopefully he, too, will take us up on our offer. It remains to be seen.
Yep, we can definitely hope so, Eric. And it was very interesting how last Sunday the phone lines were stacked up to the very end of the show. It would have been great to be able to take more calls, but we really needed to hear what Representative Robina had to say. And like always, we just simply ran out of time. So today, call in with any of those condo or HOA questions you had that maybe you weren't able to get across last week, and we'll do our best to get you any answers that are needed.
You know, I'm sure our new listeners in Tampa are wondering, who am I listening to? Who are these people right. that are coming on my radio at noon every Sunday all of a sudden now and talking about condos and homeowners associations and stuff? And who are they, and how did they get here?
Right. Yeah, good point, Jerry. We kind of rushed into last week without telling our new audience much about us because Representative Robina was here in the studio, and we certainly thought better to hear from him than to hear from us, quite frankly. So
I'd rather hear him talk than us.
Thanks, Jerry.
So, I said us. Did I say I'd rather hear him talk than Christy?
I'm just messing with you.
All right, and there's a lot to know about us. The firm Glazer & Associates was established in 1994. I'm practicing since 1992, and we're a group of 8 lawyers and about a dozen support staff devoted to representing both associations and unit owners with all issues related to community association law.
And I think one of the best ways to actually learn about our firm, about all the attorneys, the support staff, all everyone involved, is to visit our website. You can visit it at www.condo-laws.com or www.homeownersassociations.com. hoa-laws.com. Whichever one you use, you're going to end up getting to the same place. And even if you don't have the time, just Google Glazer and Associates and you'll find us.
And, you know, also while you're there, being the only person in the room without an Esquire at the end of my name, you can find out about the firm's attorneys, their qualifications, video clips of the firm's attorneys being interviewed by the media, newspaper, magazine articles from all over the country. Get copies of the firm's quarterly newsletters on association law that Eric's been publishing for 11 years?
Yeah, 11 years.
Wow.
Those are amazing.
That was back when you had to set the type by hand, right?
The days of the typewriter.
Well, it's actually pretty funny, Eric, because everyone that ever comes into the office talks about your newsletters. And I mean, even me coming from the area, reading them. So I definitely encourage our listeners to go to the website and read those because they've got a lot of important information.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. People walk in holding them from 10 years ago.
Really? So. Look what you said 10 years ago. Right. This is so true, right? Once again, that's condo-laws.com or hoa-laws.com. Either way, you're going to end up in the same place.
Okay. Now that everybody on the West Coast knows who we are and what we do, let's get back to the issues of the day. And there's one proposed amendment to the condo statute that we didn't get a chance to look at last week. And if Governor Crist signs the pending bill that's now on his desk, instead of a unit owner who wants to run for the board signing an affidavit before actually being elected to the board, and the affidavit says that they read the condo statutes and they read the governing documents, they can now sign that affidavit within 90 days of getting elected, or on the alternative, they can actually attend a class approved by the DBPR.
Okay, this to me was one of the more ridiculous aspects of it, Eric, because as you can see, I don't understand, again, why we're signing an affidavit. Half the time, people are reading the statutes, even if they get a chance to read it, right, being they're signing an affidavit, but if they do read it, they don't understand what's going on. I mean, half the attorneys in our area of practice don't even know how to interpret some of these laws. So in my opinion, it should have been a mandatory class. I mean, it's their operating accounts, they're working with the books, the association records. It's
budgets
important.
Could be millions of bucks. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. And I've said that from the beginning. I don't think anyone should hold those offices without some sort of formal training.
Right.
I mean, they don't have to have a degree in property management, but, you know, some sort of formal training. You know, we know a little bit about teaching condo courses, don't we, Eric?
Yeah, we should do, as a matter of fact, Jerry. For those owners who are interested in taking a DBPR-approved course, we receive phone calls and emails all the time requesting to know when the next Glazer & Associates Condominium Law Seminar is being held. And although we don't have an exact date for the seminar yet, it's probably going to be toward the end of June. So make sure you register for the course online again at our website at condo-laws.com or hoa-laws.com to avoid getting shut out. Just a reminder, the seminar provides 2 credit hours for community association managers who would like to attend. Naturally, if the bill is signed, it's going to provide those same credit hours for officers and directors who want to take the course, and they can fulfill the requirements of the statute. All are welcome. Dinner and dessert is always served, and it's all free of charge. I'm telling you, take advantage of it. Needless to say, if we get enough interest in the Tampa area, it would be my pleasure to hold it up there as well. And again, to those listening in Tampa, just let us know. We'd be glad to come up there.
Eric, you might also be able to videotape it and put it online for those Tampa people.
Yeah.
So that
sounds like a great idea.
Just to get the info out there. You know, it's important info.
All right. On to some crazy stuff. Here's one from the "If I didn't read it with my own two eyes, I wouldn't believe it" column. And some of you might have also seen this on CNN. There's a condominium board in Baltimore, Maryland, that is considering testing dog waste to try and identify which animals in the complex are leaving their droppings behind. A DNA testing lab in Tennessee actually has a program to test a pet's DNA that can then be used against the DNA of the animal waste. The name of the company that makes the product is Arizona Mobile DNA Testing Services. Yeah, as if Arizona doesn't have enough of its own issues already to worry about. Yet now they apparently have companies making sure both illegal aliens and dogs can be identified on the spot.
Okay, time out, guys. Wait a minute. I'm a dog owner here, too, and I'm actually a little bit in favor of this. I don't know. I might be taking it a little bit to the extreme to actually DNA test the dogs. But if there's one thing I hate, it's dog owners who don't clean up after themselves. I mean, I personally know I've taken my dog on those 6 a.m. walks and come back and stepped in a nice pile of poop and not been a very happy camper because it's not fun. So I really don't have a problem with registering my dog and providing a piece of hair if I have to. I just don't want to be the person having to pick up the poop.
You know, I would have to say that I think it's a little extreme, but something has to be done.
Oh, I agree.
You know, I mean, a video camera maybe to see who's doing
what.
Well,
they were actually saying in the article that the video cameras are more expensive than the doggy DNA, and they're only going to put the doggy DNA testing on the actual unit owners with dogs. So it's not going to cost all of them. But I don't know how doggy DNA is going to pick up the pee or anything like that.
We've talked many times on the show about whether or not board members should get paid for their services. Some people say yes. Some people say no. But is there anyone that would disagree with paying a decent salary to a poor board member who gets stuck actually performing this doggy poop DNA test? I mean, come on.
Hey, any board member willing to do that for his community should make him the mayor of the whole damn town for all I care.
I agree 100%. We are taking your calls today at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 if you're an AT&T wireless customer. Don, I know you're holding. We'll get right back to you after this. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Check engine.
When the light comes on, just come in.
So many things can go wrong with your car. That's why Pep Boys invented one place that can make them all right. Brakes, wheel alignments, AC, engines, tune-ups. Pep Boys does everything for less.
Check oil.
Nobody beats Pep Boys every day. Low prices on oil changes and tires guaranteed. Get a Pennzoil oil change and Proline filter and save $13 after mail-in rebate. Or do it yourself with 5 quarts and filter as low as $9.99. Plus, buy any 3 installed Definity, Hankook, or Cooper tires and get the 4th tire free after mail-in rebate. Buy 3, get the 4th tire free.
When the light comes on, just come in.
Call 1-800-PEP-BOYS or visit pepboys.com.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruise. Body by Cruise is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruise makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruise comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out. So Body by Cruise trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruise is trained well-known fitness gym
gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruz.com. That's bodybycruz.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruz. Click bodybycruz.com and they'll come to you. Or call now, 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruz for over 4 years.
It's 1220. It's Condo Craze and HOAs. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. And, you know, all the months and months and shows that we've been doing, we talk about doggy poop and the phones just light up. So let's talk to Don on line one. Hi, Don. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. I got a question for you. I know I read in the Miami Herald like a few weeks ago about, I guess they passed some new condo laws. And one of them, I guess, is specific. I think it passed was if a unit owner is delinquent in their monthly fees, then they can be denied access to communal areas. Can you be a little more explicit on that or detailed? And what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, and that's actually part of the new legislation that the Florida legislature has actually passed a couple of weeks ago. That bill is now sitting on Governor Chris' desk, and it would allow a condo to suspend the use rights of the owner and the tenant and any of their guests from using any of the common areas, such as the pool, if the unit owner is delinquent in any monetary obligation that's owed to the association, including assessments, special assessments, or even fines. So it's not yet law in condominiums yet. It's all going to depend upon what Governor Chris does with the bill, and he has about another 8 days or so to decide what he's going to do. But not yet the law in condos. In HOAs, it is the law already if the governing documents allow the association to actually do that.
What does that mean when you said common areas?
Common areas generally like the pool area. You know, if you have a gym, those types of areas, you're going to be allowed to exclude the delinquent owners and their tenants, guests, invitees from use if the owner is delinquent in any sums due to the association.
Okay, so it doesn't mean common areas such as hallways or anything like that. It's just communal. That means
you can't. Yeah. What the statute says is common areas, but for those areas that like provide ingress to and egress from the actual unit, and to get to your car and parking.
And Eric, I'm actually going to jump in here because I've had a lot of our clients call us this last week in regards to it. And they've been asking, you know, in a 36-story building, if they can cut off the access to the elevator for these people to actually have to take the stairs to their unit on the 36th floor.
No chance. And that's not what
that would get somebody to pay.
Yeah, the biggest problem is, though, is that's the problem that this legislation is going to create, because it creates these loopholes, and these people are going to get, the associations are going to get in trouble, because that's not reasonable access. You have somebody, an older person, that can't walk up 36 flights of stairs, and you're forcing them to. It's a liability. But
you don't have to be that old not to want to walk up 36 flights of stairs, right, Eric?
So that's the status of the okay. current legislation as it stands now.
But you still would have to give them access, you know, to and from their unit.
Absolutely, you got to let them in the place. You got to let them have access to their car. Let them have access to their unit. That's correct. Basically, it's designed to kick people out of the pool and kick them out of the gym.
Yeah, that's good. I was hoping for more than that.
We were all hoping that, and I'm glad you made that comment, Don. That's exactly what we've been complaining about the last 2-3 weeks on the show, is that the legislation should have done more. The legislation doesn't attack banks. It doesn't speed up the foreclosure process. It doesn't really do anything to get unit owners to pay quicker, except kick them out of the pool. You know, yeah. The bottom line is if we threw this problem to a bunch of second graders and we said, hey, here's a condo where people aren't paying, what do you think we should do? Second graders would probably come up with, you know what, let's not let them use the pool. And quite frankly, I was expecting a little more than second grade logic from our Florida legislators, but it simply didn't happen this time around.
But Eric,
well, maybe even they could speed up the foreclosure process, because banks, they sit on it, they don't want to foreclose.
Right.
But an association should have a fast track to that.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping for. But Don, we got the phone stacked up, and we got to go on to the next caller. But thank you very much for sharing your thoughts today.
Thanks for your info.
Thanks, Don. I'm going to take my beach ball and go home. let's go to Miami Beach and talk to Edie. Hi, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Oh, thank you so much. I live in a small condo. I'm on the board. There are 27 units. There are 5 units that are now in foreclosure, and the banks are not paying the maintenance. Is there any way that the condominium can rent out those foreclosed apartments to get the maintenance and give the bank whatever's left over?
Okay, Edie, I'm going to ask you a first question. Has the bank actually taken title back to the unit yet, or are they just actually filed the foreclosure against the unit owners? Has a foreclosure sale been held or anything like that? Do you know?
Well, one of the apartments has been in foreclosure for 2 years.
Okay.
Over 2 years. And the others have just been foreclosed by the bank. Notice was sent to our management company that they are in foreclosure.
Okay, so what that pretty much means is that the bank hasn't taken title back yet, I'm assuming. So what happens is you really don't have the right now to go in and collect rents. You can possibly try and do a cross claim into the bank's foreclosure, which means the association would file its own foreclosure action into the bank's action and then request a receiver of the rents to try and collect it that way. But right now, I mean, the old owner still owns the unit, and the old owner is the one that's responsible. So that's why week after week, I know Eric's talked about it, I know I have, we stress the importance of getting in there and trying to push these banks forward if you can't get a receiver of rents appointed, because the problem is they'll delay. I mean, I had one that went on for almost 3.5 years that they just kept delaying until finally we got in front of the judge and explained the situation, and the judge says, hey, guys, you know what? This is a 3-year case. This is ridiculous.
Are there tenants in there right now?
In one of the apartments, in two of the apartments that have been foreclosed, the owner's still living there. But they're not paying maintenance. They're not doing anything.
Right, but none of them actually have tenants in there, right? In other words, tenants of the actual owners, right? No one's...
Yes.
Okay. So there's not like we can go into court and ask a receiver to go in and collect rents from the...
Well, in two of them, we do have renters.
Okay, so two, there are renters. So yes, the association does, in fact, have some option, which is to go in front of a court. And for those units that have renters in there and those renters are paying the owners, ask the court to put a stop to that and have the rent go directly to the association.
And I'm going to start jumping here too, Eric, because I've been in court in front of a couple judges that they've actually said that they're not willing to grant the association the right of the receiver in the bank foreclosure unless the association has actually filed their own action. So that's something we need to stress to our clients. You got to go ahead and, or even the listeners out there, to get the cross claim in there and try and file your own suit in the bank's one, because they're not going to let you just get it just by being a party defendant.
Yeah, and again,
and that would be very expensive.
Well, it depends. And again, we say this all the time, especially for our Tampa listeners. The law in this regard sometimes changes not only month to month, but literally week to week.
Or hour by hour.
And it oftentimes depends upon which judge you wind up with in your case. You know, some, quite frankly, will allow the association to do more than other judges will. So, again, it all depends. Sometimes it's really a matter of luck of the draw.
I hear you. And my husband is president of the association, and he wants to say something to you for 1 second. Hold on.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to add a little bit of humor and levity to today's program by telling you my definition of a condominium, not necessarily according to Webster's, but a condominium is a place where individually smart people become collective idiots. I want credit for that because
that's
I've used that line for 25 years.
If you want credit, feel free to give your address so that we can pass it on to the other presidents who are listening. Yeah.
I deal in rare books. I'll take my own rare book roadshow. I mean, I don't care. But I want credit for that because I used to be an entertainment
You
director,
got it. So. I don't want any part of it anyway.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, really?
I would steal it, but I will give you credit.
All right, you can steal it, you can use it. I just want to hear it on the
All
air.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks to you and Edie. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
That, yeah, you know, that's... That pretty much sums it up. Our job is through here.
Does it say anything about the attorneys who represent these supposed
No, it didn't
now?
Mention them or the guy that pushes the buttons for the radio show with the deep, sexy radio voice. They didn't mention him either or the news guy. So we're all pretty safe here. We do need to take a break for news. Milton, Karen, hold tight. We want to talk to you as soon as we return. It's Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. One man dead in a hit and run, and police are now questioning a South Florida teen. We'll have the latest details coming up. But first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rand. 836 eastbound after Red Road. Big problem. Everything's backed up to 87th Avenue, so Flagler is your alternate. That's the 836 eastbound after Red Road. I'd stay away from it if I were you. Palmetto eastbound and Northwest 17th Avenue. You do have an accident there. Broward looks pretty good, but Palm Beach County, 95 northbound ramp at 6th Avenue South. Still have the left lane blocked. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Putting the finishing touches on the weekend with fabulous weather. Head to the beach, head to the pool. Partly sunny and close to 90 today, and tomorrow will be a very similar day. I'm meteorologist Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
86 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Coral Springs, 84 in Hialeah, it's 12:31. Police are questioning a 17-year-old believed to have been behind the wheel of a car that killed a man in Lauderhill. The hit and run killed 67-year-old Ronald Newell, and a 17-year-old passenger is now fighting for his life after being critically injured. The accident occurred on the 900 block of Southwest 36th Avenue.
Just cutting his grass, you know, busy day, Saturday. Just would never be expected.
Police spokesman Captain Constance Stanley says investigators believe the driver, Daniel Ferguson, crashed into a tree before fleeing. Ferguson does not have a driver's license. He has reportedly told police he accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brakes. Police caught up with Ferguson when he checked himself into the hospital. That passenger has been declared brain dead. The internet sermons are believed to have helped inspire attacks on Americans, and now an American-born cleric in Yemen is being seen and heard again in Al-Qaeda video. Anwar al-Awlaki used the video to justify civilian deaths by accusing the U.S. of intentionally killing a million Muslim civilians in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Turn your old vehicle into a fresh start for someone in your community who's trying to help themselves. Donate your old car or boat to the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army will pick up your old auto or boat free of charge. It'll finally be off your property, and you'll also receive a valuable tax receipt. Help someone in your community get on the road to recovery. Donate your vehicle to the Salvation Army today. To schedule a free pickup, call the Salvation Army at 954-463-2024. That's 954-463-2024.
Twin Main Lobsters, only $19.95. Hi, I'm Jack Studiali, and my family owns Tropical Acre Steakhouse. This month, we'll once again offer our Twin Main Lobsters for only $19.95, Monday through Friday, all evening. Treat yourself to the long-awaited return of our Main Lobster Special, only $19.95. Experience the secret of our success, Tropical Acre Steakhouse on Griffin Road, half mile west of I-95. Go to tropicalacres.com. Tropical Acre Steakhouse, over 61 years and still going strong.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
When I tell you that from now through June 1st, you get unprecedented access to Lexus, you may wonder what that means. Well, it means you get more than a luxury vehicle. You get the satisfaction of knowing that Lexus has received hundreds of awards for quality and customer service over the years, as well as the confidence in the fact that we have more repeat loyal drivers in more of the last 10 years than any other luxury automotive brand. Yet what makes this access truly unprecedented is that we are offering some of our most compelling values of the year. But hurry, this access ends June 1st. Lease the 2010 RX350 for $469 a month for 36 months, with $2939 due at signing. See your South Florida Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details on the 2010 RX350. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. Offer ends June 1st, 2010. Offer valid in the Lexus Southern Area only. Based on R.L. Polk & Company's assessment of loyal customer volumes for luxury automakers for model years 03, 05, 06, 07.
Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers, or you can email the show at any time during the week, whatever, condocraze@wiod.com. Let's get right back to the phones. Milton in Tamarack. Hi, Milton. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
We have a problem in our condo, and I think it's a little complicated, but let me give you the background. Our condo consists of about 12 buildings, and each building is a separate corporation. And we have another POA board for the common elements, the Property Owners Association. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a situation in some of the buildings where the unit owners have dogs, and the documents say no dogs. The only thing you can have is either a bird or a fish.
Okay.
Now, my question is this. The building presidents seem not to want to take any action. I think it's a monetary thing. They don't want to spend the money, or they don't have the money.
Right.
Now, can the POA one force them to take action? Two, can the POA take action? And three, can the POA assess just the buildings that are in violation, or do they have to assess all the buildings?
Good question.
And,
yeah.
And another caveat is that some of the dog owners say, well, people have cats, and unless you get rid of the cats, we don't think we should get rid of the dogs.
Okay.
So what should we do?
You said a lot there. Bottom line is it's impossible for me to tell you what the POA can and cannot do without actually seeing a copy of the governing documents. It may very well be that the POA has certain rights to enforce the provisions of the declarations of condominium of each of your 12 buildings, but I don't know. In other words, they might only have authority to make rules and regulations and govern the particular common elements governed by the POA. So I can't say without seeing your documents. I can tell you it's more likely than not that the cause of action needs to be brought by the specific condo association. Is there one association that governs all 12 buildings, or are there many different associations?
No, they're all independent associations.
Okay, then that particular condo association needs to get its act together and file arbitration proceedings against those unit owners that are in violation. Now, I can tell you if it's gone on for a long time, and the board has known for the people have dogs or cats for many years, it's going to be a difficult road to hoe to actually get a final judgment requiring somebody to kick the dog out.
It's only been about a year and a half, and notices have been sent to them that they were in violation, and they just seem to ignore it.
And okay.
Eric,
and the POA takes a position that the dogs are doing their thing on common ground.
Right.
On the common element, so that maybe that's how they have some kind of authority to pursue it.
Has the POA thought about a DNA kit? No, never mind. Forget that.
I was thinking of that.
Right.
It's also important to say that if they are all different condos, the different condo associations, they might have different decks, which they're going to have, and they might have different rules and regulations or even the ability to amend them. So that's something important to look at as to what buildings have what pets and whether the POA, but I mean, as Eric said, you just need to look at the documents.
I can tell you also, I understand that the association is worried about the cost of actually filing these actions, but they should also know that under the current statute, 718-1255, if the association prevails in its cause of action against the pet owner and the pet is ordered out, the association is entitled to be reimbursed their costs and attorney's fees. So, and a lot of people, quite frankly, fight for their pets, and you may wind up finding that they're collectible in the end.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks
for the phone call.
Right. Bye.
Let's go to the Tampa area and take our first call from Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs. Thanks for holding.
Hi. How are you?
How are you, Bill?
Hey, my question is: does the homeowners? I live in a residence with a homeowners association attached to it, unfortunately. And the question is, do they have rights to my vehicle registration, which would include personal information on that document about me?
Well, the whole thing is, first of all, you have to see what the Declaration of Covenant states in there, what rights they do have. But there have been case laws out there that state if they have reasonable rules and regulations and the covenants allow for it, that they can request, you know, the documentation for any kind of lease or screening or car, anything like that. Because the thing is, it's a safety thing. They want to make sure what car is coming in, coming out. They can't release things like social security numbers and stuff like that. Those have to be kept confidential if those are on the forms. But they do have the absolute right to request your vehicle registration.
Well, as of last year, they requested it, and this was actually a year ago. They requested it, and I denied it. I sent them a letter back and saying, I respectfully deny your request. I'm not providing any vehicle registration. Subsequently, they came back with approximately 8 months later with a demand. The long story short here is I have a watercraft that's in my garage, and I guess they are banning my ownership of a watercraft that's in my personal on my personal property.
Well, is that what they're asking you for, the registration of the watercraft or a motor vehicle?
Well, they want, you know, I have two motor vehicles and a watercraft, and I can't fit all that in a two-car garage.
Right. Well, again, the association has a right, just like Christy said. They have a right to find out who owns those vehicles that are on their, you know, their areas. They certainly have a right to do that. That would be certainly a reasonable rule and regulation that would be upheld by, you know, quite frankly, any court.
Okay? All right.
So, you know, I know you want to buck the trend, but, you know, it might be difficult if they go after you. You got to be careful because you can wind up paying their fees and costs. Okay?
I understand.
Pick the important fights, Bill.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care.
Thanks for calling, Bill.
All right, thanks.
We had another listener that called in that didn't want to go on the air. She has termites in her door and wants to know if she's responsible for buying a new one.
Termites in her door. Okay, the question is whether or not that door would be a common element. If it's a common element, then the association's going to be responsible for repairing and or replacing that door. But if that door is considered part of the unit, then that's going to be something that she's going to have to pay for out of pocket. Can't give her an answer unless I actually see the governing document.
It's also important to mention that whosoever responsibility it is, that they take immediate action to prevent additional damage, because if now either the association or the unit owner are aware of the termites and they spread to other units or other common elements, they might be liable for it. So
right.
It's important to immediately review those documents and find out who's responsible.
Yeah, they spread quickly.
Very quickly.
If they find out there's a problem, that's true. They can force it upon her to make the repair. And if she doesn't and the damage spreads, then what's a little problem can turn into something really big. So she may want to take care of that yesterday.
Yeah, I know there's a number. I don't remember what it is how many pounds a termite can eat in a very short amount of time.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's definitely the season for them because I saw a swarm of them flying through areas that I won't mention in Fort Lauderdale last week. So it's a little crazy out there. If you have it, be careful.
All right, let's go back to after the first break. We were discussing, or we were going to eventually get to, some bad news on the foreclosure front this week. A record share of U.S. mortgages were in foreclosure in the first quarter of 2010 as job losses were causing homeowners to fall behind on their monthly payments. And the Mortgage Bankers Association is now reporting that the combined share of foreclosures and mortgage delinquencies, if you can believe this, is now 14%, or about one in every seven U.S. mortgages. That's really an amazing figure.
Mm-hmm.
And if that weren't bad enough, the press is now reporting also that the number of homeowners who have sought relief but have now dropped out of the Obama administration's mortgage assistance program continues to grow, primarily because even when their payments are lowered, they still can't afford to make three consecutive timely monthly payments, and therefore they get themselves kicked out.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I mean, if people can't make three timely payments of the reduced mortgage payments, you gotta wonder how did they in the first place qualify for the higher priced mortgages. I mean, I know maybe jobs have been lost, but come on, there's a big difference between job losses.
Absolutely.
And
no, it's just further proof that the real estate boom was actually brought on by people buying for speculation and, of course, with the intent to flip the unit basically right after buying it. And, of course, secondly, that the fraudulent mortgage applications were the in thing at the time. Obviously, people were qualifying who shouldn't have even come close to qualifying for these loans.
Oh, I agree 100%. And somebody made a lot of money off of it. And now the people are once again paying the price. And we did say, what, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, that Florida leads the nation in mortgage fraud.
Florida leads the nation in some type of fraud?
Wow.
Yeah, Florida leads the nation in just about everything bad. Unemployment definitely is starting to play a bigger role in why, you know, people aren't able to pay these bills, and it's not going to get better.
No, I don't see it.
It really isn't. I don't see unemployment getting any better.
Well, it went down a little bit, didn't it? I think it went down like 0.5% or something. Not anything to get excited about,
yeah.
But
wait till this oil hits the West Coast hits the panhandle. No,
yeah,
I'm serious.
Yeah, that's
a lot of tourism jobs that are going to go away.
Yeah. They were even saying the Keys tourism has dropped from Memorial Day with people, you know, canceling their trips, canceling weddings based on the possibility of the future impact. I'm like, that's a little excessive.
They found a couple of tar balls in
and
Key West,
and they weren't even related
related to it.
That's just a normal. It happens.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we get them all the time. They come from tankers out in the sea, or you know, a cruise ship with a leak or something, and then you know, we get them all the time. Little baby oil comes right off. You know, come on, people, come to Florida. We need your money.
Right. We certainly do.
We'll take a break and come back and take more of your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Get you through to Condo Craze and HOAs.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Now more than ever during these troubled times, people in this community need your help. Together with the Salvation Army, you can help these people by donating your old car or boat and receive a tax deduction. You don't have to do anything but call or go online, and the Salvation Army will pick up your vehicle free of charge. It'll finally be out of your driveway and in the hands of someone who really needs it. Donate your old car or boat to the Salvation Army today. To schedule a pickup, click online, fortlauderdale.shruck.org, or call 954-463-2022.
It's the Memorial Day sales event at Maroonie. Now through May 31st at Maroonie Honda, get the 2010 Accord LX for $249 a month or the 2010 Civic VP $199 a month, all sign and drive. Any questions?
Well, when you say sign and drive, what do you mean?
We mean you sign, you drive.
So there's no fees or deposits due?
None whatsoever.
Erroneous charges, unexplained extras, mysterious add-ons?
You haven't leased here before, have you?
No, but I'm about to.
When Maroonie Honda says sign and drive, you get a new Accord for $249 a month or a Civic $199 a month, both with automatic and absolutely nothing down. It's a 36-month lease with approved credit.
You're not like other car dealers, are you?
We're Maroonie. We're AutoNation. We're changing everything. The Memorial Day sales event is now through May 31st at Maroonie Honda in Miami and Hollywood. Get an Accord for $249 a month or Civic $199 a month. All sign and drive.
Who are you going to call?
Any questions? MarooneyHonda.com.
Hurry into Walmart and save on the sodas your family is thirsty for. Get 24-pack sodas from Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and others for only $5, plus thousands of rollbacks throughout the store. Hurry in for huge savings. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Price is not valid in Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States. Doctors at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, ask minorities to consider clinical trials that can save their lives. Visit InsideMoffitt.com or call 1-888-663-3488.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We will take your calls. We got time for a couple of more. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. Or you can email the show at any time, condocraze@wiod.com. I understand, Eric, while we were on break, that we were contacted by royalty.
By royalty, believe it or not. We actually got an email from the King of Pompano.
All right.
I had no idea that Pompano had a king, but apparently Pompano does, in fact, have a king. And the king writes in and says he loves the show. Where do I sign up for your free class for condo board members? Again, just you can actually call us in the office if you'd like. That's 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Or we have your email, and when we're ready, we will contact you and let you know where it is. Last time, WIOD was actually gracious enough to allow the event to actually take place here in their studios in Margate, and it was a lot of fun.
In Miramar.
Sorry about that. And it was great. We had a lot of fun, had a great time, and everybody really learned a lot.
Who drove this morning? Did you drive?
I drove separate. I'm putting that on the record.
Well, you came to Miramar, and Eric apparently went to Margate.
Okay, so it's Miramar.
You know, I was reading in SunSentinel.com yesterday, and I saw a story, and I was just so busy. I meant to send it to you, or, you know, talk to you about it. There's a condo in Palm Beach where a guy waits outside for his wife to get home because she's afraid to ride the elevator by herself, and they're charging him with loitering.
Right? They said, yeah, they're not gonna approve his renewal of his lease. I understand.
What's up with that? You know, I mean, that's just wrong.
Well, all I know is that can't be the only reason.
Exactly. I read the article and I'm thinking, what are we not hearing? It would have been great to get a quote perhaps from the condo board itself, but unfortunately that didn't happen. But it does bring up a good point. Generally, what can associations disqualify a proposed lessee or proposed buyer for? And I can tell you, unfortunately, there really isn't much case law. There really isn't much guidance in the area. But generally, there's about 4 different things. One is like a poor credit history or a prior history of foreclosures or evictions. The third would be a criminal record. And the fourth would be like automatically disqualifying if they would allow you to come into the property. For example, if the documents say you can't have a pet and you want to move in with a pet, you can't, because that would automatically disqualify you. So there's about 4 different reasons. And if they're applied equally and fairly throughout, then the associations can generally get away with those 4 criteria. But certainly not because you wait for your wife outside to come home from work.
Here's my question. How can it be deemed loitering when you're actually a lessee of the unit, which means you have the right to common elements and you're just standing outside on the property? I mean, it's not, unless he's like doing something crazy, like banging on doors or being a nuisance, something
like
that.
Well, hopefully he's dressed.
Yeah, right. Somebody wrote in and said that. Well, if he's waiting outside naked, then there's a problem.
Yeah, well then, yeah, I can see a problem there. Now, you know, sometimes I mistime my laundry and I go down 5 or 6 minutes early, right?
Who doesn't?
Right. You know, and I don't feel like going all the way back upstairs and then coming all the way back down. So I just go out and walk by the canal and look around and, you know, and can they get me for loitering?
They can arrest you for that. I'm not.
I'm not saying anything because I don't know what's going on there, what you're coming down in to get your laundry. I'm keeping my mouth.
The machines are downstairs.
I know that, but you were talking about being naked a minute ago, and then you went straight to going to get your laundry and going downstairs.
I have enough clothes so where I can wash them and still have something to wear. although you know, you've seen stories and you've seen it probably in movies of people going into laundromats, just taking off all their clothes and throwing them in the wash and just sitting. We should get to the phones before I get in trouble. JP in Pembroke Pines, which is right down the street from Margate.
JP, you're on Condo Craze at HOAs.
Yes, we have a 25-pound dog restriction on our condo docks, and the board has not been enforcing it, so we think the only way we can enforce it in the future is to republish or do republication and basically grandfather the large dogs.
Yeah, very good. That's very common issue again, and I think it was Milton who called in before and said that in his association, there has been a very long period of time where they haven't been enforcing it, a year and a half, 2 years. And oftentimes that waives the association's right to actually begin forcing it, but there is a way around it. What you do is you call another board meeting and you publish it in advance, give 2 weeks' notice of the meeting, and the board at that meeting can say, hey, we've been laxed about it for the last couple of years, but from this point forward, we're going to be enforcing it, you know, extremely hard. We're giving everybody, let's say, a 15 to 30-day window to register your pet. And if you don't have it registered within that 15 or 30-day period, then anybody with a pet that we don't recognize after that or is not documented, then we're going to say that you're now violating the rule. And then it absolutely can be enforced. And there's case law, I believe, from the 4th District Court of Appeal that would, in fact, allow that.
Eric, and it's important to mention that a lot of the new associations that, you know, the developer may have just turned over, this is a very important thing for them to look at, because as we all know, the developers usually don't enforce many of the rules and regulations because they either want to get the units leased or sold. So when the new board comes on, the unit owner board, they really should take a look at the rules and regulations and see maybe what they need to readopt
right,
to make sure that it works.
So all is not lost if an association has failed to enforce it over the past, you know, year, two, or even longer. Simply got to readopt it, publicize it, let everybody know about the meeting, and grandfather in those persons who already have the pets, and then go from there.
And hope that those that get grandfathered don't sign up within the window.
Well, again, anybody who doesn't sign up within that window, they're going to be out of luck.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the
JP.
Call, JP.
Okay, let's go just east of Margate and talk to Doug in Fort Lauderdale. Doug, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Can you use that same situation for someone who has a pet in a no pet building?
You got to elaborate a little more than that. What are you trying
to
say?
Someone we have no pets allowed. Someone's had a pet all year, and the association's afraid to spend the legal fees to get rid of it.
Right. Well, if it's only been the year, then I'd say it's probably not too late. Send them the first notice.
Right.
And again, like I said before in the program, if the association sues and does in fact prevail, they wind up getting the attorney's fees and costs back from the unit owner.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Doug.
Bye.
Okie doke. Just wanted to talk about what next week holds in store real quickly. I know we're just about out of time. We spoke a lot over the past couple of weeks about the changes to the condo statute, and we haven't spoken about the changes to the HOA statutes. And certainly in Tampa, there's probably more HOAs than there are condominiums, perhaps. And if you thought some of the changes to the condo law were bad, just wait and see what the HOA laws holds in store.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite frankly, some of it's a little scary. You're going to find out that it's now much more difficult for unit owners, or a little more difficult, I should say, to get access to records. It could wind up costing unit owners a lot more money, and I mean a lot more money, to get access to records and to get copies of those records. And I don't think you're going to believe it, but you're going to be able to foreclose on homes in HOAs if they fail to pay fines. And to me, and I know, Christy, we spoke about it before, I think on the show 2 weeks ago, that is scary.
Do you need me to spell fraud again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking about situations where, God forbid, you have a nasty habit of leaving your garbage pail in front of your house. You may face the possibility of, you know, losing your home at some point if you decide to contest this fine.
Right.
And it's scary. And, you know, for those reasons alone, Governor Chris needs to really think long and hard about whether or not he wants to sign the pending legislation that's on his desk. But we expect a lot of calls. I'd really love to hear from our listeners next week as to what they feel about the pending legislation, because, quite frankly, a little scary.
So make sure you take your radios and your iPod to the beach when you're going for Memorial Day, because it's a show you definitely don't want to miss.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, definitely. If you're used to listening to us on the radio, you can also listen to us on your iPhone or your Droid now at iHeartRadio.com. That's all the time we have for this week. We'll be back next Sunday at noon, Condo Craze and HOAs.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance. Here are some of the stories we're following. A South Florida teen questioned by police after a fatal hit and run in Broward County. But first, let's check in with Donna Rapato in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Randy, in Broward, construction on Commercial Boulevard will keep you, it's westbound actually, keeps you from hopping onto I-95 there. Cypress Creek Road, Oakland Park Boulevard are your alternates for getting onto the interstate. Down in Miami-Dade, more of the same. Road work has closed the Sun Pass Lane at the Toll Plaza on the Don Shula Expressway northbound. It's also closed the left lane on the Dolphin Expressway westbound just after 107th Avenue. I'm Donna Rapato, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
The next shot for rain in our forecast Tuesday, and then chances are pretty slim. In the meantime, mostly sunny today, close to 90. Monday, pretty much a carbon copy of today. I'm meteorologist Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
87 degrees in Westchester, 85 in Fort Lauderdale. It's 1 o'clock. Police are questioning a 17-year-old believed to have been behind the wheel of a car that killed a man in Lauder Hill. That hit